Order our Health, Recreation, and Events Committee meeting for Tuesday, January 3rd. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Next item is approval of minutes from the October 3rd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Item 3 is public comment. If anyone would like to come for public comment, we just need a name and address, and we have 2.5 minutes. Now, one for public comment. Okay. Item 4 is discussion and possible action regarding the recreation referendum timeline and design and construction of various projects. Thank you. Good morning.
Turn my microphone on here. Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. You had asked for an update on the timeline, and just let me give you a little review of that and what we've got going on. So first, we had our first reading of the bond ordinance was December 13th at council, passed there. And December 20th is the solicitation for the Rifle Range Road Park A&E. It was issued on December 20th. We will be having our second reading of the bond ordinance on January 10th. Pending approval of the second reading, we will have bond rating agencies' presentations on January 17th through the 19th. Once that is completed, there will be a notice of sale of the general obligation bond on January 27th. And coincidentally, on the same date, the Rifle Range Road Park A&E proposals are due. So the proposals that went out on December 20th are due back on January 27th for review. Then in February, we will complete the permitting and issue construction solicitation for the Park West pool renovations. That's a project that was, well, the design was well underway, and we've already, we're really ready to issue for construction once those permitting documents are completed. And so we will be moving forward with that. On February 7th, the general obligation bond sale will occur. And then on March 1st, the general obligation bond closing will occur. So we will have money at that point to be able to, from the bond, to be able to execute the projects.
Let's see. I had a question. Mr. Rand.
Yes. All right, so right now the solicitation for Rifle Range Park A&E is people are submitting proposals now, or?
The solicitation for the A&E has gone out. And okay. We will be receiving the solicitations back on, what is that, January 27th.
Okay, all right. I think part of this agenda item just came from, I think a lot of us are getting questions just from people wondering where we are in the process, you know, how long it will take, like how long before we start to see, before we have a groundbreaking, or how long can people realistically expect before at least one of the components of the new park or something is built and open to the public. And so I know we don't know that exactly, and we've got to go through the design process and all of that. So that was kind of the impetus of this agenda item, was just kind of to get some of those dates out there so people could know what to expect.
That's a very good point. Yeah. And we will know more once a A&E design firm is issued. Mm-hmm. Part of their work will be, you know, developing a timeline for how long the A&E process will take, and permitting and everything, everything along those lines, and establishing a timeline for the completion of that and the permitting, and we'd be able to then, from that, be able to say when it could go out for bid. Expected award date and everything else along those lines to create a real timeline.
Okay.
Along those, you know, for that project. However, the Park West pool, with the design that's been in the works for some time, it is complete. The design is completed. It just has to complete the permitting process. And once that is completed, we can put that project out for bid.
Okay.
So that one will be a bit quicker.
Okay. And are we planning on doing construction manager at risk for most of this stuff, or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the preferred delivery system.
Okay.
Park West pool will be a little different, right, because we've already designed.
Okay, got it.
Mr. Santos, do you have any?
No, I was just saying, I'm glad to hear the Park West pool is first in line. We need that badly.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I did wonder about the order of operations. I know we've got to focus on Rifle Range Road, but we had a list of everything that was promised. And, I mean, if we had the funds, it'd be nice to, you know, get a few things going. But I didn't know the legalities or if there's a way to budget each project. And then could they be worked on sort of simultaneously? How would that work, you know, as far as the tennis expanding, you know, because a lot of things we already have plans, but I don't know that we've put out to actually get those things done.
We plan to come back to you to talk more about that, because it can be done one of two ways. Mm-hmm. But it's an excellent question, because people are asking and they want to know. Based on what we know today, and by the way, you can see from the schedule that's been presented, at the staff level, we understand that there's a lot of expectations here, and people want this to be done expeditiously. And that is why at the council level, it was approved that we would be able to reimburse ourselves the proceeds so that we could get going now and start things right away. With that being said, based on prior projects, for a project this size, it would be 6 to 9 months to design. And get all the necessary approvals. So let's just say it's in March, once the closing date has occurred, 6 to 9 months will take us into the fall, perhaps early winter time, with a construction at the Rifle Range Road Park sometime after the first of next year. So things go well, in about a year from now, that project should be under construction. Getting back to your question, Madam Chair, is once the professional team is on board, once they've taken design to say 30%, which is typical, we'll start to get pretty good cost estimates on how this thing is going to shake out. I think at that point in time, the picture should be a little clearer on what the proceeds will buy us, for sure. And then we can make the move at that point to start designing other pieces of the referendum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted to point out that, though, we haven't stopped working on our fields and things right now. I know that over at Joe Garch Field and I think Cheryl Woods Flowers and over at the Jones Center, Jimmy Signes, they're working right now on the fields and fixing the fields up. So we haven't, it's not like we've stopped, we're waiting on these funds. We are still moving on right now, developing those fields and getting them in really good shape for play.
So how many times along the way will these processes be brought back to council for any sort of input?
I think monthly makes some sense. Now, if there's a month of time where nothing substantial has happened, or then we would wait. But for the most part, every month, at worst, every other month, we'd be back in front of you, because it won't just be about schedule. There'll be elements of the largest project that we're going to have to talk through and get decisions on.
Mm-hmm. I know for Rifle Range Park, we kind of got a concept. I don't know how tight we are with that layout, but I guess that's part of what they're going to be working on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Any other? Yeah, it won't necessarily be the lay.
Yeah.
The layout.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? No? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. We'll move on to update on the Recreation Advisory Commission.
One more. We asked about the tennis center. I don't see that as far as design. I know that nothing can happen with the tennis center until Carolina Park Phase 4 is finished, because we need a baseball field, right? But I didn't see anything on Muggsy Kerr Tennis Center on here. So is that going to be... Are we going out for design on that as well, or were we holding off on that?
We would need to go out for design on that, but we are holding off on going into that design until we get some numbers back on the Rifle Range Road project.
Okay, understood.
And we already have a Park West pool underway.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Okay, thanks. All right. Now, next is an update on our Recreation Advisory Commission. We put the commission together, and we'd like to hear what they've had going on.
Sure. Thank you. And the commission has worked very well together. We've been meeting since August. I think we've met 7 times since August, actually, with regular monthly meetings and then also a couple special meetings that we've held.
I sent you some minutes of our last few meetings. Our last one, December 7th and November 22nd and November 1st. So just a few of the highlights that I can touch on from there. Largely, prior to that, most of the discussion was really focused on the referendum itself and getting word out to the public about the referendum so they could make an informed decision about what it would present to them. So on November 1st, there was discussion about the referendum, just getting information out to the public. And then there was also discussion about a vacated seat. We had one of our seats was vacated by one of our members representing the senior community, and they wanted to know how that was going to play out. And we just kind of had some discussion on getting that seat filled. On November 22nd, there was discussion on the projects listed on the referendum and the timelines, and kind of the same thing I just pretty much explained here on the reading of the first ordinance and the second ordinance and how it would go through for the bond hearings and award. There was also an update of current capital projects, the current capital projects. And I say current capital projects, it's not just capital projects, because we have our CIP list, which are our larger projects, such as Memorial Waterfront Park and Carolina Park Phase 3 and 4. But also some of the other projects, building projects, construction projects, renovation projects that we have going on, such as the tennis court resurfacing, the rebuild of the fields out of Joe Garch, which is going along very, very nicely, the Park West track, resurfacing of that track, and drainage projects that are occurring specifically at the Park West multipurpose field that we just completed. But then also updates on Memorial Waterfront Park and Carolina Park Phase 3 and 4. On December 7th, we had discussion about the senior center membership. There was a question brought up about senior center membership fees for non-residents. And I had explained to the commission, because there was a desire to see if the Charleston County, as they had previously done, would be interested in subsidizing the cost of membership fees at the senior center for non-Mount Pleasant residents, but residents of Charleston County that live east of the Cooper, to have them pay the same membership rate as a resident. And we had presented a letter. I still don't know that we've received a whole lot of feedback from Charleston County on that, but we presented a letter expanding upon that, not just to have the senior center membership, but to expand the offerings of all NPRD programs to Charleston County residents east of the Cooper, to allow them to pay the same rate as residents based on a fee structure that we presented to Charleston County. So we gave them an update on that. We did a little update on the referendum again, and then discussion on recreation projects. It was brought up at the commission, and they made a recommendation, and it turned out to be a really good recommendation that we were able to put into action. You can go to the webpage, and there's capital projects. But what's not on the webpage are things such as a park grant, maybe the field drainage project, different projects that we have going on, at different areas, the Park West track resurfacing, those sort of things to let people know improvements that are being made along the lines. For example, the fields out at Joe Garch, those fields are there, wouldn't be listed on a capital project list. But there's still major improvements that are occurring and are being addressed by the department, by the town, to improve our facilities. And so they said that it would be good for the public to be able to go to the website and kind of see what's in the works, what's going on, what's being fixed and what's being renovated, just to inform them about it. So those were some of the top items that we've met about over the last few months.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate our public services department, Andy and his crew. They're working hard out there to try and get these fields ready so that we can get the kids back out on the field.
Yeah. And I attended one of the meetings and looking through the minutes, there's a couple of things I just wanted to ask about. They had talked about something on the website where you could report an issue with the field, mm-hmm. or that if you have an issue with any of the fields or facilities. Is that up and running now?
That is up and running, and the project list is up and running. The project list is up and running as of just last week.
Okay.
And the report of concern, we call it report of concern. So if you go on the website, you'll find a link for report of concern, and you can address something. Hey, you know, the gate was broken over here, or you know, there's a sign missing, or you know, something's down, or a water pipe broke, or whatever. They can report a concern, something that needs to be fixed. And that's been up and running since, I think, October or so.
Okay, so just one follow-up comment on that is, I think we should, at the reporting a field issue, as well as the different projects we have going on, even maintenance-wise, mm-hmm. I think in the next, or in ongoing, the brochures that we put out, it would be nice to highlight those or direct people to go look at, you know, see all the things that we're doing to improve the fields, and then also, you know, where you can go report a concern or whatever. I know people flip through the brochure. I know I flip through the brochure every few months when it comes out. And so just, you know, a good place for people to get that information.
Certainly.
As opposed to they're not looking at the website. And then the other thing I had a question about, which I thought was really good discussion at the advisory commission, was a permit for coaches. If they want to do any one-on-one training or one-on-two training when fields are open. So I know if fields are just totally open, I can take my kids out and we can kick the ball around and, you know, it's no big deal. If you are a coach and your team is going to practice, you have to rent the field. But kind of that go between if a coach just wants to use an empty space with one or two kids, and get paid to do that. Has there been any follow-up discussion on that, as far as it may be offering them a yearly permit that would give them that permission to do that, you know?
There hasn't been, but that, okay. we can bring that back up again and figure out how that, you know, some way to be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was just a really good idea. And I know it's not just soccer at the outdoor basketball courts. They, you know, I think right. Some people are doing it. So it would be nice to, and then some people don't do it because it's against the rules. So it would be nice to have, something in place for that. So anyway.
Now, one of the main things that brought about the commission was the public questioning whether we're using our facilities to their maximum potential. Is that something that they have had a chance to maybe dive into, streamlining use of fields and just making the public aware that we're doing all we can to make things available?
We have had some discussion on that, and to let them know how the fields are being designated, and the commission has been given information on how they're reserved and how they're made available to the public, so they can provide that information to the public when they ask. There hasn't really been any change in, mm-hmm. in the procedures, you know, for how the fields are made available, but they have been informed, so they're aware of the processes, and they're aware that hey. They are being used. The fields are mm-hmm. being used to the greatest extent that we possibly can.
Right. Okay. So I wasn't sure if they'd come up with any suggestions, you know, if there was a better way to be doing anything, but I trust that we're doing fine with that. I just thought they might have some input. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Just one more thing. You know, as a coach, if you're limited on fields, you find fields. I remember I used to take my kids over to the hill on Sullivan's Island on that field on the side because it was tough getting fields, and we'd go down on the beach at low tide, and we would run drills, and we would do a lot of stuff there. So, I mean, you got to be creative sometimes when you're a coach to find places where you can just, you know, train your kids, exercise your kids until you have an opportunity to get a field and where you can run plays and all that. So I think we have areas around here, and they're just going to have to, you know, look around a little bit more, and like we did. I mean, we had 3 state championships that came from those kids that were training on the beach, and so it works. And so I had to find me a place to go, and that's where I went. You know, here we are. So anyway, I just think it's up to the coaches to make sure that if they're having issues, to try and find some alternatives, and it really works. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next item is program and project updates. I guess we've covered some of that.
All right, program and projects. We have numerous projects going on. Well, first of all, our program numbers have just really been going up across the board, and almost all, you know, in youth sports. I won't go through each one of them, but in youth sports, we were serving about 200 more kids than we did the year before, and And last year was more than the year before that. So we really are on an upward trend there, which is good to see. Also in adult sports, we have just shy of 200 additional adults playing sports this past fall. Tennis memberships are up, rentals are up, swim lessons are up, senior center memberships are going back up again. We had really taken a hit on that, going from about 2,100 members down to about 800 at one point during COVID, and we're back up to 1,394 in our memberships at the senior center. So it's taking a good trend there. We actually did really well when we had an open house at the senior center this past fall, and that seemed to really draw a lot of attention, and got several new memberships just on that day. Community fairs and marketing report. We had a lot of special events going on in December. As you know, the holiday farmers market and the annual Christmas parade were the 10th and 11th of December, both of which were, I've never seen crowds as big as I saw this year, and they were very well received, and the community came out, had beautiful weather for them. The Cultural Arts and Pride Commission had the mayor's art and music reception here on December 15th, and had Lucy Beckham High School perform the chorus. And then we had a concert out here on the lawn on December 18th, which went over really well as well. Spring registration just started this week. We just started all this registration for all of our spring sports and activities. And then on the project side, there are so many projects going on right now that we're, like I said, it's a very appropriate time to have that new page on the website. By the way, if you open the website, it's on the left-hand side, the bottom. There's a link right there on the bottom. It just says recreation projects. So that's where you can find all of this. Park West track resurfacing is underway right now. The Park West multi-purpose field drainage was just completed 2 weeks ago. The baseball scoreboards are being installed at Park West. They should be completed by the end of January. The Jones Center pool is going to be closed starting tomorrow, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, for the filter, the sand in the filter replacement. And then we'll be doing the same thing next week at Park West. So both of those are getting upgraded and getting doing some preventive maintenance over there. Jimmy Signius renovations, that's underway right now. They have skinned the infield, and then they've laser graded the infield, and then put in new sod along the backstop and along the dugouts over there, and irrigation. That's underway right now. That should be completed by the end of January. The Garch baseball field complex is under renovation. All three fields over there are being entirely redone. That's quite a large project, and that's underway. Should be done by early February. Park West baseball field, I'm not exactly sure, but it should be starting either this week or later this week if it didn't start today. Should be starting renovation of that baseball field. And then the Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 3, we went out for solicitation on December 6th for construction bids, and they are expected to be opened on January 24th, and we're aiming for the bids and purchases in February to be able to award the construction project at Waterfront Park. So
good.
A lot of projects going on. There's a whole bunch going on with the recreation projects.
Good.
Any questions?
No, I love it. Thank you.
Mr. Randall? I think I've asked this question before, but when we talk about new school boards and that kind of thing, how do we reach out for like advertisers? I've asked this before, but just come to us, or do we have a way to really reach out to people and say, hey, we have a new scoreboard, do you want to?
We have a sponsorship coordinator that will be going out and soliciting that, whether it's for the team sponsorships, the banner sponsorships, the scoreboard opportunities, the banners at the fields, all of our sponsorship opportunities.
Okay. All right. Nothing on that else. We will go. It's an executive session pertaining to the lease of property in support of community arts. Do we have a motion?
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Okay. Committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. No action was taken and no votes were cast in our executive session. So if there's nothing else, we will adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.